KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Eddie Hughes, along with my co-host, Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, and producer, Kevin Kirsten. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're excited to have a couple of great interviews for you today. The big news this week is the hiring of the new Fresno State wrestling coach, Troy Steiner, and we have audio from his introductory press conference where he met the community. I also had the opportunity to speak with legendary NFL star Bill Romanowski, who has a personal tie to Fresno State that you might not know about, so make sure to listen in for that. But first, let's jump right in and start with Troy Steiner's press conference where he was announced the new Fresno State wrestling coach.
It's with my honor that I welcome the sixth head coach of a wrestling program, head coach Troy Steiner.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank President Dr. Joseph Castro for having the courage to bring this sport back. And I don't think I speak for myself. I think I speak for the whole wrestling community throughout this country. This is such a great thing for the sport. I'd like to thank Coach DeLito for his perseverance and fight to stay on top of this and bring it back. And I know it's been a long 10 years, but I'm going to be looking for the same kind of fight and grit and determination and passion in my athletes here, because we're going to need it. You know, it's not going to be easy, and we're going to need that. So thank you, Dennis, for all you've done. I want to thank Jim Bartko, John Krebs, the entire selection committee for putting the trust in me to build this thing back up. It's going to be a heck of a challenge, but that's what I look forward to. I know it's going to be a lot of work. I'm not afraid of work. That's what intrigued me about this position the most, is I get to put my stamp on the entire thing. I know there will be struggles, but that's life, and we'll fight through them. This job here at Fresno, like I said before, what intrigued me about it was that I get to put my hands on every facet of this program. And if I fail, I fail. I'll struggle through it. I'll find a way to get this program back to the top where it was before, and even higher heights. And I know that's going to take a lot of components. First thing I got to do is put a staff together. And when I look at staff, I'm looking at someone who cares about the athletes, number one. I don't care about credentials too much. I need someone that's going to be there for them anytime, day or night, to help them fight through the struggles, because there will be struggles, okay? Both in the classroom and out. And that's our job as a coach, to mentor these guys. Yes, we want to create great wrestlers, but we want great young men. And that's our job, to help mentor them through that. And then the recruiting, that never stops. That's going to be a constant thing. But I got a valley here that is unlike any other, the San Joaquin Valley. It's loaded with talent, I know that. And that's one thing that really intrigued me about this position too. And it's my job to get out there and share the vision, my vision of this program, and let these people know that I want them involved. And that's just going to take time and building relationships with coaches, with parents, and with athletes. You know, I want young men that are looking to come to Fresno State for the wrestling, but number one is for their education, because wrestling is only going to take them so far, and they have to have that education, and not just get a degree, but a degree that they can go on and provide for themselves and their families later on in life, and get the positions or get into positions where they're comfortable, they're happy to go to work, okay? And that's important to me, that they come in here and get that type of education, okay? Wrestling's going to be important too, yes, but the education's got to be number one. I want guys that are going to be leaders both on the mat and off. I will look for guys with a lot of character and integrity to help lead this program. So that's a huge thing. I look at the next 4 or 5 years of their life. They come here. It's a time in their life where they can really solely focus on themselves and the people maybe on the team. But after they leave here, after they graduate and leave this program, it's not just about them anymore. Eventually, they're going to have a family. They're going to be in jobs, working with coworkers. It's going to be about other people. But during this time, it's such a unique time in their lives where they can focus on really developing themselves as individuals and leaders. So I look forward to getting out there and sharing a vision with these guys throughout not only the Valley, the state, but this whole West Corridor. And I know this, just in this area alone, one of our former athletes up at Oregon State, Scott Sakaguchi, he is a great example of it. He came in, he got a great degree. He's in a great job right now, and he was one of our star athletes that we had up at Oregon State. So I know it's here. And I think the other thing is I'm going to be looking for, like I said before, that toughness and grit, because it's going to get tough, and it's not going to be easy to win on the highest level, and that's what we're going to look to do. It's not going to be easy. And there's some people in here that I know have been to the highest level, okay, and they know it too. It's not easy. You're going to have to be willing to fight and battle your way through some things, and they got to have some toughness and some grit. And if they don't know that coming in, they will know it going out. Because when you leave this program, I always say, and I've set it up there as well, that when you leave this program, you will know how to compete and how to work, because you will have to do that the rest of your life. So that's an important thing that I want to get across to them. My job here is to create a competitive atmosphere, an atmosphere that's conducive to winning. And if we want to win championship, like I said, we have to learn how to work and compete to get the job done. As a coach, it's my job to set the structure. And I know we, as anyone, myself included, I fight it sometimes, okay? But structure is a thing you have to have if you're going to progress. So it's my job to set the structure and get them to buy into it. And they will fight it, and we'll get them on the same page. We'll get on the same page together. Okay, and that's my job, to get them to buy into it. The biggest thing I look for as a coach is consistency. Consistency in the work, day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out throughout the course of the year. When I start seeing that for a few months, then I know we're making progress. If a guy's coming in working one day and I don't see him for another week, or he's in for a half a week and I don't see him for a week, we're not going anywhere. We have to have consistency. And that's the biggest thing I look for in a coach. And not just consistency of coming in and putting your time in, but it's the effort you put into that work. That's one thing I will be looking for as I set the structure and get the structure going. Like they said before, this is a close-knit family, and that's one thing I have to create that within our team, and I want to create it myself within this community. I have to have people that, to really succeed, I feel, people have to be comfortable enough to step up and put people in line, even if it's a teammate, call them out and put them in line, and then that's not always the easiest thing to do. But you have to be comfortable enough to do that, to get your point across and keep people on the same page and hold people accountable. And before you can really develop that family atmosphere, you first have to develop the trust in your athletes. You have to develop the respect and the love. And that's not something that's given when you walk in the door. Just like I shouldn't be given that by you guys. It's something I've got to earn. I've got to earn the trust. I've got to earn the respect and the love of you guys. And that's before you have that, it's hard to build a family. But it's something that must be done, because in tough times, if you're not a close-knit group, you'll fall apart. So it's very important that we pull together and do this as one. I'm looking forward to get to know the people in this valley and in this Red Wave community, and let them know that I will be here for them and my family as well. People always say it takes a village to help raise a child, but it's going to take a valley, this valley, to bring home a championship. Thank you.
That was Fresno State Director of Athletics Jim Bartko and Fresno State's new wrestling head coach Troy Steiner. As I mentioned earlier, we had a chance to catch up with former 49er and Raider Bill Romanowski, who will be in town next week, and here's the interview explaining why. Bill, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Great to be on.
A lot of people here in the Fresno area know and love you for your time with the 49ers and Raiders, two of the most popular NFL teams around here, but now they've got another reason to connect with you. Your daughter's a Bulldog.
My daughter became a Bulldog last year. She is a freshman, getting ready to finish up her freshman year. She plays lacrosse, and I have to say that, you know, my wife is a Bulldog, and I have to say, over the last year, I have kind of become a Bulldog. I never thought I would say that, but I am, and here's why I say that, is there's something special about the Fresno State sports community, and hey, it's been a lot of great football players over the years that I've played with. I do shows with Lorenzo Neal. Love him. But just being around Tim DeRuiter and Coach Giglio and the different coaches that I've met, and the athletic director and the president, and I can go on and on. There's a family atmosphere in Fresno that is special, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's definitely the red wave. It's a little bit contagious. Lorenzo Neal, who you mentioned, is Bulldog born, Bulldog bred as it gets, as they say around here. But tell us what it's like to be on the sideline now, watching your daughter compete in college lacrosse.
You know what? It's awesome. And to see these young women, I tell you what, it's inspiring. And to watch them compete, you wouldn't think of women's lacrosse as being a physical game. But I tell you what, these girls get after it. And it's fun. They're really, it's a young and upcoming program. I think they're starting to turn the corner, and I really look for next year to be a breakout year for them. And one of the things that is needed, and one of the things why we're talking and why, you know, I'm getting so involved is, you know, they need support, you know, to take their program to the next level. We're having a huge fundraiser on the 18th, Wednesday the 18th. And we got all kinds of amazing 49er packages, Raider packages, and, you know, all kinds of great prizes. But we're raising money for the women's lacrosse program. It's really to take the program to the next level so we can compete against USC. We can compete against the Stanfords. And those kind of programs that have, you know, endless amount of money.
Like you said, the lacrosse awards banquet coming up on Wednesday, May 18th. Tickets are $65 a person. People can sponsor a table, 10 for $1,000. How many tickets are still available?
You know what? There's a good many tickets still available. You know, I'm going to be there, and I'll be making the rounds, talking to people, and, you know, talking football, talking lacrosse, talking Raiders, 49ers, NFL, Fresno State. Like I said, Tim DeRuiter and his wife, Carol, will be there. It's going to be a really great event, and it will be a lot of fun. It's just got a fantastic purpose.
And that's at Sunnyside Country Club. Any fans who want to come out, help out, be a part of the community, and help the program grow, really. Like you said, you know, the program is still growing. It's a relatively new program here on campus, but it's one that saw a lot of records broken this year as far as the number of wins, the team GPA of 3.3. I saw four of the lacrosse student-athletes had a 4.0 GPA this year. So they're getting it done in the classroom, too. It's the whole academics, athletics rising together. One of the university president's, you know, trademark sayings. Your daughter, Alexandra, she just finished her freshman year. How did you see her grow over the course of the season?
You know, it's funny. You know, you leave your daughter, you know, she goes to school, and I already went through this with my son. But for some reason, it's a little different when you drop your daughter off at school. I will say that, like I said about the Fresno State family, it really is a family, and they look after one another. It's a special feeling. You know, you get the feeling of a big-time college program with a small-time family feel. You know, I think Jim Barco, the athletic director, has done a great job and is really bring in a mentality like they had at Oregon, you know, trying to raise the bar in all levels of athletics. I think he's doing a fantastic job, and the support of President Castro and his wife, they'll also be there at the event. And like I said, one of the first guys I met when I went down to Fresno was Coach Tim DeRuiter and his wife, Karen, and what a guy. I can honestly say that I know the football program was down last year, but it always revolves around a quarterback, and I think the football program will be back on top this year. And, you know, I look for great things across the board in athletics and great things with the women's lacrosse program.
It's great to hear that, you know, you've gotten so involved with not just the lacrosse program, but just the overall environment here at Fresno State. Now, you went to Boston College yourself, correct?
I did.
And then you said your wife went to Fresno State. She's a Fresno State alum?
She is a Fresno State alum.
Talk about what it's like for her to be back around the campus atmosphere.
Well, I think for her, it to kind of relive it, for her, she's got a lot of great memories there, going to games, basketball games and football games, and really being around that culture. You know, and as you said, I went to Boston College. I was playing football. I had my eye on a prize, and that was making it to the NFL. I didn't get all caught up in that. And, you know, for me now, I get to kind of relive it again a little bit through my daughter, you know, just trying to help guide her however much I can and really let her be able to grow and prosper and turn into, number one, a great young woman and a great lacrosse player, you know, a good person. And that's what I see with this team. And I think the coaching staff has done a fantastic job. Is these girls are close and they care about one another and they want to be great. You know, to see all that come out week in and week out during the season is very special.
You mentioned it a little bit before, but having been out there myself to watch them play, they've got that nice new facility out there right near the football stadium and in between the football and baseball stadiums. But it's a physical sport, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that. But I think, you know, it's worth giving a try, going to check it out. It's very competitive, fast-paced, physical sport that people, you know, it's a spectator-friendly event.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, I'm at every game and I love it. And have a blast doing it. We have a big tailgate afterwards. So, you know, we're looking to really grow this program and really get, you know, I hope there's 1,000 people at every game next year. And I think the only way that's going to happen is by partaking in, you know, the event that we're having Wednesday night, the fundraiser, and coming out and supporting not only the football and baseball and basketball programs, which are amazing, but let's support, you know, some of the other programs like the women's lacrosse program.
And the program has a lot of needs. Talk about how the proceeds from this awards banquet will benefit the student athlete on the lacrosse program.
Well, you know, there are a lot of needs. You know, these girls travel in cold weather. They need things like jackets. You know, you would never think that that's that big of a deal, but those things are definitely, they need equipment, you know, fun to need. There's extra sticks that are involved, balls.
I've heard even some locker room improvements might be on the horizon.
Yeah, locker room improvements, technology. You know, another thing they're doing is heart rate monitors for practice to really regulate how much, you know, Coach Giglio is a phenomenal coach, but how do you take it to the next level and regulate practices and know if you're working them too hard or not? Well, one way to do that is to monitor all the girls with a heart rate monitor. So that's another thing, you know, they need. So there's just a lot of needs, and it's all about taking the program to the next level so we can compete against the Stanfords and the USCs.
Again, that fundraiser is Wednesday, May 18th at Sunnyside Country Club for Fresno State Lacrosse. You mentioned earlier there's some great 49ers and Raiders prize packages that will be available with an auction there. I heard a Romanowski jersey also.
Oh, yeah. So that, and, you know, what I'll do, too, is I'll bring a bunch of autographed pictures. So anybody who wants to come out and take pictures with me, and I'll give them signed autographed pictures of, you know, 49er and Raider pictures that I have. So, you know, like I said, this is about the girls and helping out and really helping, like I said, take the women's lacrosse program to the next level.
You mentioned Lorenzo Neal earlier. You probably also played against some other Bulldogs, maybe Trent Dilfer or even going back, Henry Ellard, maybe some of those guys. Any particular memories going against any of those guys?
Well, one thing I'll say about Lorenzo, he's a big, tough man, and he's got a head that was gigantic. And when he would come after you and try to block you, I felt like the guy was going to try to kill me every time he tried to block me. And there was a toughness, a nastiness, a meanness that was second to none. You know, Fresno State has put a lot of guys in the NFL, and it seemed like everyone I went up against, they were tough. There's something about Fresno State producing tough athletes, tough football players, tough lacrosse players, basketball, baseball, you name it across the board. There's something about Fresno State, and there's a toughness about it. And everyone I've ever played against from Fresno has been tough.
And speaking of that, the latest in the line of Bulldogs in the NFL, we've got quarterback Derek Carr at the Oakland Raiders now going into his third season. I saw you out at Raiders training camp prior to last season checking out your former team. They seem to be making some really big moves and additions. How do you like the direction the Raiders are going in right now?
Oh, I love the direction they're going in. I really do. You know, for me, it always starts with the quarterback. And he made a nice jump from his first year to his second year. Everyone around the league, wherever I go, is always like, oh, you got that young quarterback, Derek Carr. He looks good. Well, now it's time for him to take even another leap going into his third season, because I really do believe that the Raiders are on the cusp of being a Super Bowl team. And it's all going to come down to Derek Carr. Hey, we all know he's physically tough. Now it's going to be that mental toughness, you know, that is Tom Brady-like, that is Peyton Manning-like, that is Aaron Rodgers-like. That's what it's going to take for the Raiders to take that leap and make it to a Super Bowl. I believe he's got it. It's that it factor that, you know, you just know when you watch a guy, when you see a guy. Last 2 years, he made strides. It's now time for him to take it to the utmost level, and it's time for him to be one of the best in the NFL. And I'm excited for that because I truly believe he can be that guy.
What do you think he has to do to get there?
To me, it's, and I always say this, it's the way you walk out on the field. You know, I played with Joe Montana. The way he walked out on the field, you're like, man, he's going to kick today. Look at him. There's just a confidence. You know, John Elway, the way he would strut out to the huddle, you're like, oh, God, he's on today. And sure enough, it's that it factor that you just know when you have a teammate that is good. And Derek Carr needs to start taking the field like he owns it. Like that stadium is his. That field is his. And it doesn't matter what defense, it doesn't matter who they're playing against, he's going to kick for 60 minutes, and there's nothing they can do to stop him. That's what it's going to take.
Sounds a little bit like maybe the mentality you had on the defensive side of the ball during your career. Talk about some of the memories you're the most fond of.
You know, for me, you know, you look back over 16 years, you always think of the great teammates you had. And, you know, and I always think of that. But another thing that really stands out to me is Super Bowls. And I was fortunate. I went to 5 Super Bowls and won 4 of them. And it was a group of guys that early in the year, and, you know, many camps and stuff like that started in April. And before that, everyone started, you know, for me, a week after the season, I started training for the next year already. So group of men decide that they want to be great. And you go through mini camps. You go through training camp. You get into the season, and you work through the blood, sweat, and the tears. A group of 50 guys giving it up for one another. There's nothing more special than being able, at the end of the year, to be able to put your hand in the air and say, I am the best in the world at what I do. And this group of men here have accomplished what very few have ever done in history. That's a special feeling, and it's something I'll never forget. I wish I could bottle it up and open up a can of it right now and just have it. Now it's just a memory of what it felt like back in the day.
You going to wear all those Super Bowl rings to the lacrosse banquet next week?
I'll bring at least one, maybe two.
Our producer, Kevin Kirsten's here. He's a big Steelers fan, grew up as a Steelers fan in Pittsburgh. And speaking of your memories as an NFL player, he had a question he wanted to ask.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Kevin Kirsten here. How you doing?
Fantastic. How you doing, Kevin?
Good. You actually have a part in Steelers history, but it's not really such a fond part for the Steelers nation. And I was always wondering, I'm sure you remember back in 97 AFC Championship game, you came into Three Rivers Stadium. We were heavily favored against the Broncos at that time, and it was actually the first year of your back-to-back championships with them. But there's always this one video clip that Steelers have in the back of their mind of Cordell Stewart wasn't having such a great day, and he threw one of the three picks he threw that day. And we have a video clip of you ingrained in our heads of you hitting your helmet. I'm sure you remember telling him almost, you know, think, what are you thinking of? You know what I mean? Like, and you're getting in his head mentally. I was curious, could you say what you actually said to him at the time on the radio?
I think I can get close. Here's what I did. You know, I went up to him, I yelled at him, I said, "You're the dumbest human being on this planet." And I just started whacking my head, and I probably had a few extra words there.
Yeah, I bet.
But it was really all about that. It was all about getting in his head, basically saying, "You are a piece of you-know-what. We're going to dominate your ass for 60 minutes. You can't play this game. You're going to keep throwing interceptions. You suck. You're awful. You're nasty. And I'm going to kick your you-know-what." A little bit of that.
I appreciate that. I mean, congratulations on winning those Super Bowls. But, you know, I was always curious as a Steelers fan, like, what actually went on in that exchange. So I appreciate it. Nice meeting you, Bill.
You got it. Nice meeting you.
And speaking of, you know, hitting your helmet repeatedly like that, I read a story on a more serious note where you said you'd had 22 diagnosed concussions during your career. Obviously, traumatic brain injury and CTE is a hot topic right now, particularly in football. What's your take on that issue and the importance of it?
Well, there's a reality. There's no way around it. You're going to get concussed playing the game of football. So it's now about what are you going to do while you're playing or once you're done. And to me, it's about, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started Nutrition 53, so I could lead a healthy lifestyle post-football. Taking things like, I take a lot of fish oil, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of natural enzymes that get rid of inflammation in the body, turmeric. I get in a hyperbaric chamber once a month just to make sure, you know, I take care of my brain for the long haul. Hey, I've got another, you know, 30, 40 years left on this planet. I want to make them worthwhile, and to me, it's about taking care of your body, working out every day, and living a great lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle. You know, my company, Nutrition 53, is all about that. I live it, eat it, breathe it every day. I love to spread that word. A lot of that has to do and came from beating my body up for so many years.
Where are you guys living at nowadays?
In the Bay Area, Northern California.
And like you mentioned, Nutrition 53, that's the company you started. What drove you to get into the business, and where can people find your products?
Well, they can go to nutrition53.com, but we're in every vitamin shop across the country. But really, the driving factor was what I just said. It was, hey, I beat my body up for 16 years, and there were 4 years before that of college football, 4 years before that of high school, you know, and then peewee football. So I played 27 years of football in my life. And for me, I just want to be able to have quality of life the rest of my life. So I supplement, I eat well, I work out every day. I try to do good things, you know, take care of my body so I can take care of other people. And like I said, Nutrition 53 is a big part of that for me. And we have free samples at nutrition53.com. We've got great weight loss products, Lean One, great recovery proteins, Lean One Pro, Protein One. We also have a vegan protein, which I use every morning. I put it in my oatmeal. You know, we have a great natural sleep aid, Sleep One, and we have a brain-focused product called Neuro One. And it's all about staying sharp, focused, and energized. Neuro One is a staple of mine, and that is the reason why Nutrition 53 was formed. Neuro One, and that was so I could take care of my brain the rest of my life.
It's important stuff, Bill, and we thank you for being on the show today. Anything else you wanted to add? We got the Lacrosse Awards Banquet Wednesday, May 18th at Sunnyside Country Club. asking Fresno State fans, the Red Wave community, to come out and support the lacrosse program?
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. It's about taking the women's lacrosse program to the next level. And we need everybody. You know, it's a family atmosphere, and it's going to take everybody in that community coming together to help. You know, the football program, baseball, basketball, and the other programs have been around a long time and have enjoyed the support of the community for a lot of years. Well, the women's lacrosse program is in need. I hope some people come out and really enjoy a great night. We've got a lot of great auction items, silent auction items, all kinds of autographed pictures and jerseys and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, like I said, it's for a really good cause.
Bill, we appreciate you joining us today. We're excited to have you around the Fresno State campus and hope to talk to you again soon as we follow Fresno State lacrosse and watch that program grow.
You got it. Take care.
That was legendary NFL star and Fresno State supporter Bill Romanowski, who says he's now an honorary Bulldog. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks again to our very special guest, Fresno State's new wrestling head coach, Troy Steiner, and NFL star Bill Romanowski, and of course, my co-host, Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for another Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.